Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Eruvin Lamed Daled, Eruvin 34a, pagination page 67, towards the bottom of the Gemara part. It's a short Gemara part here, but the last three lines at the end of the line. We continue on the topic of Eruv Techumen. You are placing your foodstuff in a specific location which you want to be considered your halachic residence. And our discussion is that you should be able to have access to that foodstuff from the place that you're calling your residence. So in the past, we dealt with cases where a person wants his residence to be on the ground, and he's placing the food item in the tree, and we're trying to figure out, does he have access to it or not? And we spent quite a bit of time on the ruling of Rebbe, which is that if the only reason it doesn't have access, you don't have access to it, is because of a rabbinic legislation. So rabbinic legislation is more lenient during twilight. And therefore, you would really have access during Bein Hashmashos, which is the time that Erev Techumen is taking effect, and then it would be considered within your zone, within your area, and that would work. Even though we rule that later on Shabbos, you're not allowed to actually take the item from the tree. So the Mishnah, which presented this original topic, told us, Nosno Bibor, if you place the Erev Techumen into a pit, Afilu Omak Meya Amma, even if it's deep, 100 Amma, what was the ruling?
Still good.
Beautiful. Hai Bor, this pit, Dikoi Heicha, where is it? I'm going to try to figure out the delicate balance of, we understand your ruling, but it was worth your time to tell me the ruling. Right? Very delicate balance. Every Mishnah has to meet that criteria, because if it wasn't worth telling it to me, why did you bother telling me? But at the end of the day, you're telling me a chiddush, you're telling me something novel, it has to stand up to scrutiny. If the pit is in a private domain, on to the next page, pshita, then everything's obvious that it's going to be good. Rishus Hayochid Ola Adlo Rakia, because Rishus Hayochid goes till the sky, so the Eruv, no matter how deep it is, V'chi Hechid Isaka Le'el, just like Rishus Hayochid goes up, Hachanami Nachta L'tochas, it also goes down, and no matter where you put the Eruv in such an area, it's still going to be in the same area as you are. You're in Rishus Hayochid, the Eruv is in Rishus Hayochid. There's no difference, and that's not a chiddush. Ve'ela dekoy Rishus Harabim. So fine. This pit is in the public area. And the Gemara asks, Dineskaven Lishpos Heicha. So where did he intend to acquire his place of residence? Ilamayla, if he intends to acquire his place of residence in the Rishus Harabim, ground level, Hu b'makam echad ve'eruv b'makam acher hu. So he's in the public area, and the Eruv is deep down in the private area. We're assuming that the pit is wide enough to be classified as a private area. So that's not going to work. That's the same thing like placing the Eruv 10 tefachim high into the tree. It's out of your zone. You can't do that. Ilamata. And if you want to say that he wants to acquire his location inside the pit, lamata, low down, pshita, so everything's fine. Huve eruva b'makam echad. He's in the same place as his eruv. So you're in a position where the Mishnah doesn't make any sense because it's not telling us anything new. Lo tzricha, you don't need this Mishnah except for, you know, the double negative. Dekoi b'karmelis, he's in a karmelis. The eruv is in a viniskav and lishpos lamayla. and he wants to acquire his residence on top of Rebbe he, and it's following the ruling of Rebbe. The Omar called Dovah Shom Mishum Shavuos LaGazru Allah Ben Hashmashos. You're in one location, and the Erev is in the other location, but the difference between locations is karmelis, is rabbinic difference. And therefore we're back to another example of Rebbe. Just like Rebbe was telling us that if you're taking it out of the tree, but the tree is not, the location you placed it in, the tree is not 10 tvachim high. So you're dealing with a rabbinic violation, as we explained, and it's going to be waived during Ben Hashmashos, during this twilight time. You're allowed to take it out of the tree during that time. You're allowed to take something from a Carmelis and bring it to a Rishus HaRabim during that time. So the same thing over here. You're allowed to go from the bar, from the pit, to the ground level, even though it's a violation of a Carmelis, and that Rebbe held is enough to give you your Erev Techumen. Your Erev Techumen halachic residence should work. Now, the Mishnah that we're up to gives us a fascinating exception. Even though, until now, Rebbe kept telling us, as long as it's rabbinic, you can do it for Erev Techumen, the Mishnah makes an exception. Nosna Barosh Hakona, if you placed it on top of a reed, a Barosh Hakundis, top of some growth, like a pointy growth, Bizmanshu Talush V'Na'utz, if it was detached, and then you put it back into the ground, so it's not growing. Afilu gavoa kuf amah areze eruv. Even if it's high, 100 amah, it's still good. So imagine, let's say, a bamboo pole. If the bamboo is growing, so it seems from this Mishnah, you're not allowed to use it. We'll have to figure out why not. Because taking something from the bamboo pole would also seem to be rabbinic, and until now, Rebbe was fine with putting your Erev Techumen on a rabbinically problematic thing. So somehow we have to figure out why he's objecting if it's still in its place of growth. But what he does say is that if the pole is detached, and then you just put it back into the ground as an artificial post, then you would be allowed to put your item on top of it, and it would be a good Erev Techumen. So again, our question is, what was wrong with while it was growing? What was the problem with while it was growing? Until now, taking it out of the tree didn't bother Rebbe. It was only that if it was four tvachim wide, it was a big fat tree, and it's a certain height, so then it became a Rishus HaYochid, and then Rebbe objected. But other than that, he never had a problem. Taking something out of the tree during Bein HaShmashos didn't faze us as far as the Erev Techumen's working went.
Is it something concerned with possibly breaking the branch?
Very good.
Of the leading tree.
Todd, you weren't allowed to take it. It was just theoretically he didn't have a problem. You could take it on Bein HaShmashos, but you're not allowed to take it.
No. It has to be that you would be allowed to take it Bein HaShmashos, but then the statement was, but you're not allowed to take it, meaning the rest of Shabbos. It's not a practical Erev Techumen, but it'll be a halachic. It'll be binding, because at the time the Erev Techumen kicks in, it was accessible. Take a look at the question that the Gemara poses. Rami Lei Rav Adar Bar Masna L'Rava. They ask the following question. Talush v'na'utz in, only if it's detached, lo talush v'na'utz lo. But if it's not detached, it doesn't work. Mani, whose opinion is this? It sounds like Rabbanan he. It sounds like the rabbis who argue on Rebbe. Da Amri, because they say, kol dava shumishum shavus gazur ala ben hashmashos. If it's rabbinic, it's in effect during twilight, and that's when Erev Techumen kicks in. And you're ruling, you're telling me that if it's attached, it doesn't work. That's the Rabbanan's opinion. Va'amit Reisha Rebbe, until now you told me these Mishnayos were sequentially Rebbe's opinion, who says that if you're allowed to do it Bein HaShmashos, it's good enough for us for Erev Techumen. Reisha Rebbe, are you telling me the first Mishnah, which was the Mishnah about the tree, is following Rebbe's opinion, V'sefer Rabbanan, and this about the post is suddenly the Rabbanon, and they tell you, oh, only if it's detached. That's not a normal way to learn Mishnayos. The Mishnayos don't give us any indication that the opinion changed. Okay. So drop down about six lines. The beginning of the line, the word Ravina. Ravina Omar, Ravina says, Kula Rebihi. Both Mishnayos are Rebbe. So you're going to be troubled by our Mishnah that required the post to be detached. Says Ravina, V'seifa, and the second part, which is our Mishnah that we just did, Gezeira Shema Yikton. When something is thin and weak, we're worried that you're going to break it. And what you see here, and this needs to be developed, is that even when we have a statement that Bein Hashmashos at twilight, there's no problem with rabbinic decrees, not all rabbinic decrees were created equally. And even though you were allowed in the first Mishnah to take the item out of the tree, according to Rebbe, this Mishnah, which Ravina says is also Rebbe, but because it's a post, because the top is probably delicate, or however we understand this, but there are cases that the rabbinic legislation remains in force. In other words, they were so detailed that even though they gave you a general approach, according to Rebbe, that Ben Hashmashos, you don't have to worry about rabbinics, but there were cases that were so delicate that they still made their legislation. And that's what our Mishnah is introducing to us. In the opinion of Rebbe, when you have this post case, it has to be a detached post, which was then placed back in the ground, not growing, because otherwise the rabbinic legislation would take effect. And we'll see if we could develop that further in a future session, when the rabbinic legislation would also apply during twilight, Bein Hashmashos. Yashar Koach, have a great day.